I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has praised the French police officer who died during the hostage situation at a supermarket in Trèbes, France last week. After storming the supermarket and killing the butcher and one shopper, the gunman took the remaining people hostage. Police were able to convince him to let the people go, but he held onto one woman to use as a human shield. The officer offered to trade places with her, and when police entered the market and killed the gunman, the officer was seriously wounded and then later died in the hospital. The Pope sent his condolences, stated he recognized the, quote, generous and heroic act of the officer, and condemned, quote, indiscriminate violence. The Trump administration has expelled 60 Russian diplomats, who they say are all Russian intelligence agents, and that 12 of which were taking part in, quote, aggressive collection of intelligence on U.S. soil. The White House also announced the closing of Russia's consulate general in Seattle, which is located very near a U.S. Navy base, making it a focus of possible counterintelligence concerns. John Huntsman, the U.S.'s ambassador to Russia, stated this is the largest expulsion of Russian intelligence officers in the history of the United States. A number of European countries also announced expulsions. 18 countries, including Germany, Poland, France, the Czech Republic, Italy, and the Ukraine, kicked out a total of over 100 Russian spies. The Kremlin stated that Russia will likely respond with the, quote, principle of reciprocity, leading to belief that the same number of diplomats will be expelled from Russia. The attorneys general for 37 U.S. states and territories are asking for answers from social media giant Facebook over when the company learned of the massive breach of privacy protections stemming from the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica. The firm is being accused of taking data from around 50 million Facebook users in an attempt to sway voters in the 2016 elections. The attorneys general have asked CEO Mark Zuckerberg to explain how the social media company tracked what app developers did with the data they collected from users and if Facebook had any safety measures in place to prevent them from misusing the data. They also wanted to know how people will be able to better control the privacy of their Facebook accounts. The March for Our Lives this past weekend saw over 800 rallies, at least one in every state in the country and one on every continent except Antarctica. The main rally in Washington, D.C. is estimated to have been attended by around 200,000 people. The D.C. rally had speeches from students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where the Valentine's Day shooting that killed 17 people occurred, as well as performances by Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda and pop stars Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, and Demi Lovato. Many Catholic students across the country also took part in the protests and were supported by priests, religious men and women, and a number of organizations for social justice. The Cardinals of Boston and Chicago both tweeted out blessings and praise for students participating. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.